Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight because we have a very special guest. But first, let us read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Psalms 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and I'm going to give you time to seek the Word of God. All right. Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9 reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask that you continue to bless us and help this ministry and magnify each person's gift according to your will. We ask that this ministry be something that is acceptable, something that is pleasing in your sight. We ask that you continue to bless Mr. Eddie Mann and all of his music endeavors and his family and each and everything he sets out to do. We thank you, God, for bringing him to the Alfreda Love Show, and we ask that you continue to increase his territory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I want to introduce a very special guest. I listened to this young man's music, and he is just phenomenal. This is a musician. He's a songwriter, a worship leader, a teacher, a speaker, a coach, a husband, and most of all, a father. And he has a heart for God. He has led worship for 15 years. Did you hear what I said? 15 years. And he has a new album, The Consequence, and that is a very unique title. As a matter of fact, on tonight we're going to listen to Rise Up a little bit later. But without further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Eddie Mann. Mr. Eddie Mann, are you on the line?
Man, I'm here. It's a blessing to be with you tonight, Alfreda.
Thank you so much. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, thank you. And yourself?
Thank you for asking. I'm doing well. All right. Now,
sweet.
Mr. Mann, do you mind if I ask you a few questions about your music ministry?
No, please go right ahead.
Okay. Can you please tell the audience a little bit more about yourself?
Well, I was a shy kid, believe it or not. Those around me may not understand that today, but I was a very, very shy child. And around my high school years, I, for whatever reason, gravitated toward a guitar. I had played a little bit of piano, but it just didn't stick. It didn't feel right. And someone put a guitar around my neck, and right away I had a voice. I had confidence. I could speak. I could express myself. And, you know, I kind of fooled around with that through high school and got into college. And about 2 years into college, I knew that I needed to go out and play music full time to kind of get it out of my system. And, you know, here I am a lifetime later, and I'm still playing. It's never going to be out of my system, I don't think. But I've really had three separate walks on my journey. I started out as just a professional musician, out playing and gigging and traveling. And I met my wife, and I tell the story that I wanted my children to know who I was, so I didn't want to be on the road. So I went back to school to be an educator. And after a career of teaching, God called me to be a worship leader. I had never even considered it. I didn't know the assistant pastor that called me. He had just heard an album that I had done, and I went and had a meeting with him, and a couple hours later I was a worship leader, and we really didn't, the position really didn't have a definition yet. There was no real job description. I was just really called in to start a new service with a different type of musical format, a different template to be used, and I was blessed. 15 years I was there. I just resigned from them this August a year ago. I just felt the calling to go out and travel more and guest, and it's been a blessing all the way through. I've seen God's hand on each part of it. I mean, there's nothing going out to be a worship leader, being a seasoned musician first, and then being going to school and having experience as an educator. Both things are invaluable from a worship leader's position. So I've seen his hands on my journey.
That is excellent. Praise God. Okay. Now, you indicated in your bio that you had a playful and colorful past that has been full of hope and peace. How did this vision of hope and peace influence your music, whether it's in the past or up till now?
Well, I've always been attracted to the peaceful solution. It's just how I'm wired. And I've always surrounded myself with like-minded people, so that's part of the fabric of who I am. So when I create, that's the lens that I see through. That's kind of how I see problems, how I see relationships, how I see friends, family. It's just natural that my messages are going to be peaceful and compassionate and loving. I'm just an optimist in that way. I look at my life and I look at the blessings I've had, just through my own actions, my own responses to things. I just want people to see that. It's been a great conversation starter over the years. Just the fact that I may deal with a problem differently than others. When I was teaching toward the end of my run, I was teaching in a Christian school, and it was celebrating its 60th year by closing. It's kind of inner city within Philadelphia, and it just was being boxed out by a lot of other schools, and it was going to have to close its doors. And the faculty there was, beside themselves and down, and spending so much energy looking for someone to blame. And I just kept praying, if it was God's will, then we need to close the doors. And I had this calm because I just trusted that God was going to lead me to the next place that he wanted me to be. And that, over that period of time, there were two or three souls that were surrounded me at that point who have connected and been dear friends ever since, just because they wanted to know how I was getting through it with a smile on my face every day, and not even realizing that it was just, my faith. My belief that, God had my back. This was all going to work out.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Now, in your praise and worship, you have been a worship leader for many years. Who was that impactful person that really inspired you to become a praise and worship leader?
Well, I think I was very fortunate, as I found out later on, by going to conferences and meeting other worship leaders. I was very fortunate that I had three senior pastors along the way that allowed the Spirit to work through me. They really were directly responsible for me maturing as a spiritual leader. They kind of put their agendas aside and just trusted that my heart was pure and that God's message would be heard through the music. And that freedom was essential in my own spiritual growth. I've met a lot of other leaders over the years that don't have that. They're kind of under the pastor's thumb all the time. And you know, it kind of squelches, it kind of puts barriers up on how the Spirit can use you if someone else is directing you. It just never felt right. And so for me, fortunately, I've had these senior pastors that were just secure enough in themselves, or maybe secure enough in their own faith, that they could allow me to allow God to work through me. And that's been probably easily the most impactful thing.
That's great. That's great. Okay. Now, you have released at least 7 CDs and written countless songs. What will be your favorite song and why?
that probably changes from day to day. From a worshiping stance, it's always the next one, because I write every day. I'm just naturally inspired, and I surround myself and put myself in environments that that inspire me. So nature in general just calls into my heart to respond musically. I love the process, even when songs sometimes are only supposed to be heard by me. I still continue to write every day, and that newest one is always the one that's just so exciting. Right now, I'm loving the audience, the response to the Dig Love album. There's an energy that kind of flows back to the stage when we perform those songs, and that album is probably the first time in, I guess the 6 previous albums were more worship albums. There were songs, they were things that I had written or recorded from songs that we had done in church, and that were songs that just kind of had a response, just that were touching people or resonating with people. There was a song called, probably from a worship standpoint, there was a song, I Never Walk Alone, from the 12 album, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, that has become kind of a staple of my worship evenings. If I'm doing a night of worship or leading worship on a Sunday morning, it's diversified right now because Dig Love has enabled me to play more concert events, more secular rooms. Those songs are great conversation starters for people. When I couldn't get up there and preach and say what I wanted to say, but I could still sing these songs and have people up afterwards and ask, geez, that song about the ship not leaving the harbor, where did that come from? And that I can delve into go back into Old Testament stories, and it opens up the conversation for those that aren't saved or don't haven't accepted Jesus at this point in their life.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay. Now, speaking of your song, I really love the song Rise Up. And so we're going to listen to Rise Up by Mr. Eddie Mann at this time. Is that okay, Mr. Mann?
That's sweet. Loving it.
All right. See if we can get some volume here. Just a second.
Try my best.
Up by Mr. Eddie Mann. Be sure to check this particular song out. I believe it's on iTunes. Now, Mr. Eddie Mann, can you please tell me your inspiration behind that encouraging song, Rise Up?
Well, I think we all know what it's like to not have a good day.
Right.
The days when every word out of your mouth just comes out wrong. Everything you touch just doesn't work out. And it's just we know that, you know, we need to continue on. We need to rise above whatever it is that's blocking us. The darkness in this world is just constantly trying to pull us away from doing good. I just really wanted to write something that was encouraging for people to just, no matter what it is that's feeling like it's holding you down. Sometimes we have opportunities and we don't even act on them because, you know, we don't feel like we're ready to, or we're educated enough, or we're, you know, we play that Moses card. Well, not me, I can't. And I think there's probably nothing worse than at the end of the night being in bed and thinking, boy, I should have done that, or I should have said that. Well, we had opportunities, we didn't act on them. Because there's probably nothing more rewarding than to be a blessing to somebody else. So that was really at the heart of the song, to just rise up when those opportunities present themselves and not be fearful of anything else. And if you're having a bad day, man, just, you know, you're in that valley, you know, the mountain's going to be there again. You just got to keep climbing.
That's right. Okay. All right. Now, what are some of your dreams in relation to music?
Well, I think at this point that God will just continue to use me. I mean, sometimes I sit back and I look and I'm just amazed at what I'm doing. I can listen to myself. I can watch myself in a video, and I don't get it sometimes from a faith point of view. The way that God uses us and the effect we can have on other people is amazing. You know, for me, you know, I just see myself as an ordinary person, and I quite often I've said that I think God just loves ordinary people because there's so many of us, but you know, he can do extraordinary things with us. So the fact that, you know, that God would continue to use me, that I remain relevant in the minds of some younger generations, and probably most importantly, that I can continue to be a catalyst for a positive change in the world. You know, maybe I can inspire more loving, compassionate response in people, because we're struggling. You know, the darkness is just all over the place. So it's hurtful. It's painful. And I think each one of us, you know, each one of us has a certain responsibility to do our part. So if I can inspire that, you know, I feel good about it.
That's good. That's good. Okay. Now, what would be three words that you would use in order to describe a great worship leader?
I had this had the opportunity at a conference one time to speak almost on that. They didn't limit me. They didn't limit me to three words, but but they still wanted to kind of see the profile of a worship leader, and I think that God tells us what the profile is in 1 Samuel 16:18. It tells us about David, that he was a skilled musician, that he was a man of valor, a man of war. He was prudent in speech, a man of good presence, and that the Lord was with him. So I went back to that today. I went back to that piece of scripture and thought, oh, can I, if I had to trim that down to three words, what would they be? And I think number one would be disciplined. To be a skilled musician, you need discipline. To be skilled at any art, any craft, whatever your chosen profession is, wherever your passion is, you need to be disciplined at it. And then, you know, a man of valor and a man of war, basically someone that's not going to be fearful, because if we're doing God's work, we're going to be attacked. That's just going to happen. So you're going to have to be able to stand up to that. So I think my second word would be someone that was dauntless, that just was not going to be affected by the outside stuff coming at them. And then, you know, to be prudent in speech, to be a man of good presence, and having the Lord with them all the time, has got to be someone that's devoted. It's got to be devoted to God. It has to wake up each day and have their head, mind, and heart, and soul, and spirit in God's word, just to anchor them for what they're about to face. Because I get up each day and I'll pray, and you know, I'm waking up, and for 30 seconds or for 2 or 3 minutes, you know, I might actually be sinless, and then I see another human being. And it's just, the challenge begins. You know, the challenge begins because the flesh is so extraordinarily strange at times. The things that we allow to bother us, the things that we allow to get in the way of relationships and work getting done, and just moving forward. It really seems to me that we focus on the one thing that we don't have in common, and we miss all the stuff that we do have in common. We allow that one thing sometimes to just get in the way of any kind of progress. And that's something it's a large thing that a bunch of people can do in their own little way. I said that earlier, but you know, I'm preaching more and more for each person to do their part. But God's got a plan. You know, we just all have to do our part. We have to work our part of that plan. Sometimes I lead worship and there's, you know, 300 people in the room. And then another time I'll lead worship and there might be 10 or 12. And, you know, and we don't read that Jesus was on the mountainside with massive people all the time. You know, more often than not, he wasn't. He was in these small little places having dinner with people. And, you know, those opportunities are so important for us to do our part, to be God's hands and feet at that time, to be a voice of love. So Disciplined, dauntless, and devoted.
That's good. That's real good. Okay. Now, is there anything else you would like to share on the AfritaLoveShow.com that has not been shared?
Well, just that I think, you know, we're living in very turbulent times again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always think that, you know, people sometimes talk about these times being worse than others. And I don't know that that's really true. I just think that because we live in a world with technology that we know what's going on everywhere all the time, as disturbing as it can be. But I just think that in these times, it's, you know, if we profess to be a person of love and peace, that we consciously display it at all times. Because the world's watching, and it, you know, it's really crying out for another way, because this way's not working.
That's right.
And it's been true in my life, certainly, that actions always speak much louder than words. I mean, that's an old axiom, but most of the people that I've touched, most of the people that God's been able to touch through me, through my music, through my ministry, have been people that have gotten to know me and have gotten to see how I've lived my life and how I've dealt with illness or loss, or disappointment or attacks from others. We're never aware of it when we're going through it. We're never aware of the effect. And every once in a while, we get to see it or we get to hear it. Usually we don't, because that's not really, you know, it's not really why we're doing it. We're doing it because it's God's plan for us here. But every once in a while, I think God knows when we actually need to see where a seed was planted, just for our own nourishment, for our own strength building. But I've championed this three times tonight now. But it's grown out of the past week for me, just for each one of us, just to go out each day, take each step, each person we meet, each problem or each opportunity to just, you know, do our part. Just be an example. Just be an example.
Right.
And, you know, if we each do our part, this world really can be a much better place than it is.
That's right. That's great knowledge. Okay. Now I have actually two questions, and then we're going to end the interview. How can individuals contact you or purchase your CDs? And do you have any concert or tours that we need to know about?
My website, eddyman.com, it's eddyman.com, is always up to date. I've got a nice little team that take care of that, and that's always the number one place where you can find out all things concerning what I'm up to, how God's working in my life, and on Facebook, it's eddyman.musician. On Twitter, Eddie_man. I'm really doing a much better job of trying to nourish relationships with people. Quite often we'll meet people in our walk, and we may have a wonderful conversation over a meal or just a passing hello, how are you, what are you doing, you know, we say we're going to get in touch, and we allow the world to get in the way of that, or something else always seems to get in the way. And I'm really trying to nourish those relationships with people, and that's overflowing now into friends and fans, and because I really don't think that it's coincidence. A lot of times I think it's God's way of connecting us, and we have all these threads that can feed us, can nourish us, can help us in times of need. So I encourage people all the time to contact me and let me know what's going on in their life. If you're shy like I was as a kid before I got a guitar, you can always send an anonymous email to prayer@eddyman.com, and I would be blessed to pray for anyone who's in a dark time. I think we covered it. The music's iTunes, Amazon, it's all over the place. wherever. What's that? What did I say? Whatever, wherever fine music is sold.
That's right.
I think it can be found there.
Great. Now, do you have any concert or tours that we need to know about?
I'm not traveling a lot right now. I'm working in the state of New Jersey for the 3 or 4 dates this month. I'm finishing up The Consequence, which is the album it's kind of a responsive album from Dig Love. It was the natural follow up to that. So I'm putting the finishing touches on that and trying to finish the mixing and mastering of it, and that'll be released in November. So I've been spending less time traveling. I will be down south in October for a little bit, down through Georgia and Florida and the Carolinas, and again in the beginning of 2017, I'll be out for 6 to 8 weeks down south also. So I'm over to Texas way. I have an opportunity to do a little leg when I go down in early 2017. So, but again, you can all be followed on the website.
Okay, great. Well, Mr. Eddie Mann, I want to thank you so much for coming to the AfritaLoveShow.com. I ask that God continue to bless you and your ministry and your family. And anytime you want to come back on the AfritaLoveShow.com to give me an update, feel free to do so.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the prayer, the prayers and concerns, because, Lord, we need them.
Yes, sir.
You can never get enough of those. And I will be doing the same for your ministry here. This is so wonderful. I had a wonderful time here. Really enjoyed it. And look forward to coming back.
Thank you so much, and God bless you and your family.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Eddie Mann. Be sure to connect with him, support his music. He has a great music ministry. I was listening to his music. I really love his praise and worship, his style. I love each instrument that I could hear, and he's just a great, great man of God. So please be sure to support Mr. Eddie Mann. Once again, his website is eddiemann.com. So please connect with him in radios and all the publicists. He's a great worship leader, so please be sure to check him out. All right. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you good night. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and all of your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to afreetoloveshow.com, and click on Number One Love Radio. afreetoloveshow.com and click on Number One Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio. So please be sure to connect with me there. In addition to that, make sure that if you're a gospel artist, psalmist, anyone with the inspirational message, even if you're in the R&B world, the jazz world, the magazine world, the journalist world, the project world, which means that you have projects, we really want to work on our youth, any type of positive, uplifting adventure that you want to take the Afrita Love Show and the audience on virtually, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, and you can Facebook me, Afrita Love or Afrita Imanya Love, or Dr. Afrita Imanya Love, whatever your forte is. Please be sure to contact me, connect with me. It's very easy. In addition to that, let's make sure that we continue to pray for each and every person. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line. Pray for them one by one. And then pray for what they need. And after you pray for what they need, be sure that you pray for yourself and you pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Now, let's talk a little bit about reality, okay? So once again, I'm going to reiterate, we're doing a good job by not leaving kids in the car. We're doing a great job about the swimming pool. That's pretty good. We're doing a great job about watching traffic, tailgating, all that good stuff. But once again, we're having situations with weapons again. Listen, there was a 17-year-old, 18-year-old who was shot by a stray bullet right? That bullet wasn't even intended for this young lady, and she passed away. I want you guys to be more responsible. Utilizing or using weapons is not a way to get revenge. Killing people is not a way to make a statement because you're going to be in trouble. If you don't get caught, your conscience is going to eat you alive until you leave this world, right? How can I say this, Lord? If you are a citizen and a public servant, meaning a police woman or man, stops you, don't point the weapon at them, and likewise, they shouldn't point it at you, right? If you're doing the right thing, you're doing the right thing, and right always wins no matter what. If there is an idiosyncrasy or if there's something that you're not doing that you're supposed to be doing, then just do it. Public servant, same thing. No one wants to feel threatened at any time. It's very offensive. People get offensive. It's already hot out there, and nobody wants to feel threatened, and that goes for both sides, period, point blank. Right is right, right? So I'm still hearing situations and instances. My heart goes out to the young lady who passed away from a stray bullet. If you're going to have a weapon, be responsible. The weapon is not used. It never was intended. The maker of the weapon, and we're going to talk about who created guns. The maker of the weapon never intended for guns to be utilized to kill people. This was a way, if you look at it, this was a way for people to hunt animals. Now, and no, I'm not advocating to hunt animals either, but this is what was utilized to hunt animals because that was their way of survival. But now we have so much where you don't have to hunt animals. We have so many foods out there made from animals. But, you know, in other words, weapons are not used to kill people. Weapons are not used to protect people. The real purpose, if you want me to be honest with you, as God is the villain of a weapon, is to intimidate people. And the intimidation causes individuals to become offensive. And when offense and threats and words and unrighteousness come together, when they unite, then you have something called a passing away. Somebody's going to, they're not going to survive. Once again, I'm going to say this, and this is my plea. You guys really need to analyze and review the gun laws. That goes for military. It goes for citizens and each and every person. Once again, there is no reason why, and it doesn't matter if they're supervised, a child under the age of 18 should be at a rifle range. That's number one, because it teaches them how to precisely shoot a target. And we don't want to have 7- and 8-year-olds carrying out mass murders. You understand? With these gun laws, you guys really need to evaluate. Somebody, one of the Congress individuals told me that they're trying to keep it out of the hands of those who are mentally ill. Well, I know some people who are from television and all these other places who are in their right minds and have used the weapon to hurt someone else. Right? People just don't go out of their minds after they shoot a weapon. If that's the case, everybody who was in the military is out of their mind, which that's not true. Okay? Some way, somehow, oaths or something needs to be signed that this weapon will not be used as a threat to someone's life. And it goes back to each person is accountable for himself or herself. You need to do what's right. And we won't have to worry about people, stand your ground laws and all those laws that God would not approve of. I'm just going to be honest. Because you might get it away with it down here, but when we get to heaven, we're going to have to answer to God. And there are only two places, ladies and gentlemen, that we can go, and that's heaven or hell. Two places. You might can get away with it here. You might be a celebrity here. Everybody might rally around you. But eventually, God says that every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that what? Jesus Christ is Lord. You can't get around that. I can't get around that. So why do it? Follow as close as possible expectations. Period, point blank. Do what's right. Right always wins. I don't care what it is. Right always wins. Thing that God says is if his children would speak up, then some of this stuff wouldn't be going on. Speak up. And I want to start doing that. Because God commanded me to speak up. He says, because I've given you the wisdom and knowledge, there's no need for you to play hush mouth. You understand? So we need to really analyze these gun laws. Because too many people are getting hurt. And once again, citizens, public servants, pointing a gun at someone is very offensive. It's threatening. If you're speeding, you're speeding. If you did something, you did it. There is no need to try to justify by pulling out your weapon because you're going to be in bigger trouble. And the situation is going to get worse. And God is showing me this, and I'm going to almost be finished after I give you this website. God says this is what happens when he wants us to surrender unto him so that he can lead our path. He said we begin to get offensive and we begin to not use weapons toward God. He said, but we use worldly tools toward what he wants us to do. He says, and what happens is those worldly tools never win. They get you in trouble. They get you back against the wall. They get you depressed. They get you stressed out, things like that. And so God says what happens is he's trying to pull us in the right direction, and we use the world as weaponry towards God. And that's why we never make it to our destination. It's not because God doesn't want us there or it's not his will. It's because we're using the world weapon. And we know that the world can never defeat God. We know that. It doesn't matter if it's a million people and God is alone. God says that he's going to win out one way or the other. And it's true. It's true. So I really want you guys to work on that. If you have weapons at the house, lock them up. If you did something, just say, I did it, surrender. And that's it. No need to point any weapons, run, all that stuff. No, no. Just accept it. Learn to be accountable for your mistakes. So let's move on. In addition to that, go ahead and go to alfreda.herpages.com. Once again, that's the articles. Those are the many different articles that we have on the AfritaLoveShow.com. So please be sure to read those articles. I am working on some more articles, so please be sure to check that out. Also, be sure to check out StellarGospelMusic.com. That's StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to check out that website. Oh, what's going on here? Let's see here. StellarGospelMusic.com. All right, the homepage here, if you look at the homepage, of course, this is our welcome to the StellarGospelMusic.com, and you'll see yours truly. Then we have many new gospel music projects, and this says May, and actually we're in July, amen, so we need to update that. But to inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please, sir, madam, email. EMONYA_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album, title, label, and release date. That's all you have to do. Amen? Amen. Now then, there is Sister Yolanda Adams, and you see Pastor Morton Winans, and these two have been on my page for almost a month and a half probably. And God is getting ready, and he's already doing some great things in their lives, and you're going to hear about it pretty soon. As I said before, Sister Yolanda Adams, she has a coffee line. And if anyone is healthy, it will be Sister Adams. She is very healthy. And she created some healthy coffee. That's how good she is, and that's how good God is. Healthy coffee. Taste the healthy coffee. Let me know how it is. I don't drink coffee. Amen. Praise God. I don't drink coffee. But I know many people who drink coffee. So please be sure to check out her coffee, Yolanda Adams Coffee. Pastor Winans is doing a great job, and God is doing some great things in his life. Now then. AlfredaLoveShow.com. I'm going to change up the two shows, but please continue to support Sister Cassandra Robertson. She was on The Voice, and she has a powerful voice. Yes, she does. And please support her music, all right? And then, of course, Miss Solomon. Miss Solomon's in Grand Prairie. She has an excellent, excellent program for the youth. Please be sure to check her out if you're in the Grand Prairie area. Check out the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. Pastor Kim Burrell has a new radio show. And in a few minutes, I'm going to stop calling it new because she's been on there several times. KTSU 99.9 FM, Bridging the Gap with Pastor Kim Burrell. Oh, okay. I'm not on her show. All right. I'm on the AfreeLoveShow.com. Anyways, Pastor Kim Burrell has a new radio show, KTSU. Be sure to check her out. All right? And also check out the AfreeLoveShow.com. Okay. Now then, if you want to see some great pictures of a play, there's Friday's Kinfolk. Be sure to check out those pictures. Let me know how you feel about it. Then, if you have any events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to know about your events. I love to write, take pictures, things of that nature. Please let me know. At freedomloveshow.com, television, that's coming that through the pipes. That's coming. That's coming. Advertise your church for a week. Now then, if you are in the Waco area, if you're in the Dallas area, San Antonio, El Paso, Austin, Niagara Falls, East Texas, West Texas, Central Texas. Even if you're out of state, God has shown me Minnesota. Even if you are anywhere in this world and you happen to stop by, come by Waco, Texas, you on I-35 cruising. It doesn't matter what you're listening to. Be sure to stop by 919, especially if it's on a Sunday. Stop by 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, with Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley as pastor. Once again, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas. You cannot miss it. It's right off the highway, right by Big Baylor University. Baylor University. All right? Be sure to stop by 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas. If you happen to come to Waco for a business meeting, your company sends you. You come in to sing or minister. Come to Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue. Tell them that love sent you because God is love. Amen. Amen. Now, if you want to connect with me, just Facebook Alfreda Love, Facebook Dr. Alfreda Emmanuel Love, Facebook Alfreda Emmanuel Love, or Instagram me Alfreda Love, or LinkedIn Alfreda Love. That would be AlfredaLove. Now, let me give you the spelling of my middle name for Dr. Alfreda Emmanuel Love. You ready? AlfredaEmmanuelOve to the E. All right? Emmanuel. And I have New York in my name, so, you know. So be sure to check that out, okay? Now, about us, I'm a radio host. I'm passionate, leader, speaker, teacher. I have an international radio station that I only oversee because this belongs to God. I interview many leaders, speakers, gospel artists. I'm really reaching out to magazines and television and things of that nature because I really want to write about you guys and photography. I'm really into that. And let me tell you something about photography. If you're really wanting to escape the happenings of this world, go to the animal kingdom. They don't talk to you. They just make faces at you, right? And go to the animal kingdom. I really encourage you to do that. It's therapy. It's very relaxing. It's great. Whether you go to a safari, a zoo, just go and see the animals for a little bit, okay? All right, some interview samples. Here are some interview samples of the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Be sure to check those out. If you want to contact me, of course, my email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. But here's a form. Your name, your email, your subject, and your message, and click submit. Please, sir. Please, ma'am. Services, you know, I'm a Jill of all trades, all right? But for purposes of the StellarGospelMusic.com and the AlfredaLoveShow.com, of course, I'm very invested in radio education. I'm very invested in events, speaking, any type of educational topic or religion. Also, I have a book out, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. Be sure to go to iloveborgans.com. iloveborgains.com and click on A Spiritual Guide on the Go, the book category. It's only like three something. It's very cheap. be sure to do that because we're going to have a study session on that. Then, of course, I love the blog, any type of blog. Right now I'm working with a couple of designers. We're trying to get some things going. So I love to work on things such as that, all right, blogging and promoting and education and things like that. Once again, I am going to send out a survey, and the survey is going to ask what are some things that we need, and I'm getting off subject here, but this is part of events and things around the world. What are some things that we need in education, in ministry? What are some things that we need in the community? And I'm giving this to the decision makers, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to send out a survey, and I really need you to put what is needed. Take out time. The survey will probably take 10 to 15 minutes. It'll be your ranking things and things of that nature. Please be sure to fill it out. All right? Events around the world, once again, September 11th, is the gigantic concert. Amen? Praise God. Okay. Now, let's go to, and let me turn this down. All right. AlfredaLoveShow.com. This is the place to be, okay? This is where everything is. I mean, when I say everything, this is where everything about the Alfreda Love Show, this is like everything that you ever want to know about the AlfredaLoveShow.com, all right? Okay. So what you see here is, of course, AlfredaLoveShow.com. You see the homepage first, and you see many different, for those of you who are new, many different entertainers, singers, journalists, and you see that this is a radio gospel R&B entertainment and events center, all right? Ranked number one self-starter radio nationally. Praise God. That's because of God, not because of me, of course. So here are some different individuals. Please be sure to support what they're doing. Please be sure to support what they're doing. When we look at fashion and makeup, now, there are many events going on. Listen, I want y'all to listen and click on these ladies' different websites. Now, many of you have asked me, you said, okay, do they have anything such as a website where you can purchase things from online, because many of you are out of town? As of now, not right now. But if you are in Texas or if you are in these other areas, please be sure to look these ladies up, because they do a great job. They have so many talents. And as I said before, you know, there are only about four people who I've ever let do anything to my face. Four people. So you have to be pretty good, all right? So be sure to look these ladies up. I really need to put their locations as far as if they're in Texas or where they're at. Now, right now they don't have, like, international websites where you can purchase their items. I'm going to have to research that and see if I can't create some and just give it to them. But if you're in Texas, and if you come to Texas, if you come to sing, if you come for an event, if you come for anything, right, then that's related to fashion or makeup, right, or even decoration. Some of these ladies can do that as well. Be sure to look them up. If you can't look them up or you don't know how to look them up, then email me. My email's on the website, emonya_love@yahoo.com. But they do have, these are their respective businesses. So just click on their businesses and let them know what you're looking for, right? So that's how we'll do that. But many of you have asked, and like I said, you know, there are many events coming up. So be sure to look us up, all right? Okay. All right. Then we have an event planner link here. All right, booking request, and then we have guest on the radio. Now, let's talk about guest on the radio. We're looking for uplifting individuals, and we have many. I've had many requests just today, and I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to email everybody tonight, and we have to get some times going here. I'm going to email every single person tonight. I already have you on a list, and it's like 20 people. I'm going to give you dates and times, all right, so we can be ready to go. But if you're new or if this is your first time listening or you just learned about the AlfredaLoveShow.com, then go ahead and email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, right? And when you email me, then I'm going to send your email back. I'm going to say, thank you, Sister So-and-so, Brother So-and-so. This is Alfreda Love of the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I will need your bio and a picture. And give me some proposed dates and times, and I will let you know if these dates and times work. That's the email I'm going to send you. When I send you that email, then send me your bio, send me your pictures, send me a couple of dates and times, right? We may have to tweak the times a little bit because of schedules, right? So that's what I'll do. I'll send it back to you. And then we'll go ahead and get it going. I'll put it on the calendar, and whoop, there it is. Then we'll have the interview, and then we'll all be happy. Okay, so you get the process. Great. Okay, building a brand. This is our online class, and we're still going at it. Building a brand is very important. Listen to some of the lecture on there and also the pictures that we're going to put on there. Listen to that, and you'll be great. Speaker showcase. Here are some of the topics that we speak on. We are creating a speaker's bureau. So if you're interested, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. One of the things I'm going to figure out is how to really promote it. And I'm working on marketing and promoting right now with a couple of individuals who's in the entertainment world already, and their names just promote them. But we're up and coming, and God is doing some great things. And God's name, anything in the name of Jesus is going to prosper. So God is really leading us to that path where individuals will have access to the AfreeToLoveShow.com and all of the things that's contained in it. Be sure to check out Sister Yolanda Adams one more time. She has, as I said before, a coffee line. And be sure to check out her coffee line and support Sister Yolanda Adams. She's down the street and around the corner in Houston, Texas. Praise God. Then we have Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Once again, check out her music. You know, if you need musicians in your movies and things of that nature, then I have the perfect individuals for you. Just email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Some of you email me about different shows and grant fundings and things like that. Keep emailing me because I have some individuals that I can refer to you and things like that. And if you listen to her website, you'll be able to hear some of her music that's on here. Be sure to support these ladies and gentlemen in the gospel field and things of that nature. Then, of course, we have community journalists. Right, we have Ms. Joy Reed of MSNBC. Connect with her. Look to see what she's doing. Like her page. She is doing some great things with politics and political science and things of that nature. She's great. She gives you up to the minute, you know, what's going on, what's happening. And so please connect with Sister Joy Reed. Then we have Sister Goldie Taylor from the Daily Beast. That name right there, woof. Daily Beast, and she's located in Atlanta, Georgia. And so she has a lot of information about politics and justice and civil rights and all this good stuff. So please be sure to check out Sister Goldie Taylor. Then there is the AfreeToLoveShow.com. And you can, when you hear that name, I want you to think about a spider web. Don't get spooked, because I want you to think that we reach out to many different areas, north, east, west, south, northwest, things of that nature. We're all over the world, right? And God says he's going to increase our territory with the ministry because the word of God needs to go out because the world needs the word of God. I've been doing this. I haven't just started doing this because it's chaos. You hear people beginning to pray and things of that nature, but we've been doing this for years. God says, don't pray when the storm comes. Pray before the storm comes so that you can have an ark of safety. Amen? Amen. So we've been praying before the storm came. And so God says, your ark of safety, he says, I'm increasing your territory. I'm increasing my territory on the AfreeToLoveShow.com because there are people who need to be touched by the ministry that God is giving. Right? So listen to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. We're all over the world. Praise God. Thank you. All right. Authors, we're going to add the authors. And then, of course, health is very important. I do want to give you a health tip. And I'm going to make sure that I give you a health tip every night. All right. Be sure to drink water before you go to bed. Let me say it again. Be sure. I didn't say soda. I didn't say milk. I used to drink milk before I went to bed. I didn't say milk. I didn't say tea. I didn't say wine. I didn't say any of that. I said be sure to drink water before you go to bed. Now, I know the first thing you're thinking, I don't want to be getting up and down at night. I didn't say how much, did I? I said be sure to drink water. Why? Because it flushes out the toxins in your body that you have taken in throughout the day. That's why you have to drink water. You don't have to drink a lot. You don't have to drink a big cup or a big jug of water. Just drink some water every single night. Drink water, okay? All right, that's our secret, drink water. Okay, be sure to drink water, all right? Now, Be sure to join me on Tomorrow's, where I'm going to actually have some time frames in which I'm going to have two great artists come to the AfritaLoveShow.com, and we're going to start this at 9 o'clock. Because these individuals have choir rehearsal, I have church, and things of that nature. We're going to start at 9 p.m. on Tomorrow's Wheel. And we're going to have two gospel greats. Be sure to check these two ladies out, okay, on the Afri to Love Show. Join me, meet me at 9 o'clock on tomorrow, 9 p.m. on the AfritaLoveShow.com. Don't be on another show. It's AfritaLoveShow.com. Join me and enjoy. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, love yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.